July. So I want to thank our staff for a great job doing that. I'd also like to thank Warren and his staff and everybody that supports his work on all these specific plans. And I can tell you, there's thousands and thousands of pages, and we keep just cranking it out. And I just appreciate everybody's effort. And Warren, you and your staff are doing a great job. So thank you for that. Happy to see you, Creston Phase 2. Today we did the ribbon cutting, so we're closing Rolling Hills and getting started on that project. It's really good. And thank you for Play on Wheels. I also want to say something about the World Cup. This is the most incredible World Cup I have ever seen in my life, and I am from Argentina, full disclosure. But what I did like about it is we had Mexico, Canada, and the United States, and then a president of FIFA came on and he said, this was a human event. It brought the world together. 48 teams from 48 countries, as small as 500,000 people, came together and everybody had a blast. And the one significant comment is the Europeans now know what ranch dressing is. So that was good, and it was a wonderful tournament, and I'm sure the best team won. I won't say any more on that. And I'm going to leave you all with a quote. Today is the oldest you've ever been, and the youngest you'll ever be again. That's Eleanor Roosevelt. Have a good day.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. For me, we started a lot of different things. We've been gone almost a little over 5 weeks. It's been a bunch. But APCD, of course, was the last one that was done there. It was right in the beginning where we left. Also spoke at Juneteenth facilities in the city park. That was kind of cool. A good group. Paso Robles Groundwater Authority, we had that meeting. We're having another one here tomorrow. The Paso Robles is working on Spaceport Working Group with Paul Sloan. I had that meeting, again, continuing. We're actually having a plan to tour NASA up there in the Bay Area coming up, their facility there at Moffett Field. We also attended the county mayor's meeting in Roy Grande. Mayor Rossum hosted. And we, of course, made the Barnish Ward's 4th of July amazing event that the staff put on. You guys just did an outstanding home run again, as usual, for Independence Day. Well done. Also had Knox Mountain Water Commission. Also, another thing we're working on a side note, it's not really a city thing, but it's going to be kind of, is a city or a GPS Heritage and Space Innovation Celebration, which actually is being put on, organized by our Airport Commission Chair, Bill Britton. It's kind of unique. We have actually two people, their parents were the ones who invented GPS, and we're going to try and celebrate that coming up. Actually, one of them is Ian Parkinson's dad. So it'll be coming up in the future. It's actually September 11th is when we're planning that out at the Warbirds. We'll hear more about that. Of course, we attended the last Wednesday, I think it was, the rope drop at the fair with Councilman Bausch. That was pretty fun to do and see. And also, I definitely want to commend the water department. They were just finishing up. This is amazing. They had a special day Tuesday night where the fair had a special event, concert. And right at 10:30, a year ago, same spot, same time, same place just about, our water main for that area decided to give up. And it did it again, deja vu this year. And staff was out there 10:30 at night getting the patch started, and then finished it up about 4 o'clock the following day. And I talked with Aaron Borden, who was a water supervisor there. It was amazing, all the people that they had. They essentially just did a temporary patch. This is not permanent, but to get everybody back up and running for the water. I mean, at the worst case time to have it is, you know, when the fair is going on. So anyway, well done to the water crew. They're almost like, a 911, just like fire. So they got everybody going again. So that's what I had on my plate. Were you going to say something about September 1st?
I wanted to make a comment about our meeting on September 1st. I Normally, I don't have a problem going to meetings, but I don't know how I don't know what the agenda looks like or anything yet, but it's right the day after Labor Day. And I think it's not scheduled.
Labor Day is the 7th of September?
The what?
The 7th of September, so it's very late this year. So the first Tuesday actually falls on the 1st, and we were planning to have that meeting.
My mistake then. So, but
according to the calendar, we approved last fall.
If we don't have a great agenda, it'd be nice to be dark that day. But
we'll get a little closer. Maybe we can revisit that comment, but we'll see how things are going with Mr. Huat's agenda items that he's got to get done. Okay. Upcoming events. We're here now at that point. Art and Culture Board, the first one ever. Going to be July 22nd, 2 p.m. in the Norris Room here at Centennial Park. Good luck on that committee. That's going to be great for the city, I believe. DRC committee, going to be July 27th, actually my birthday, 4 o'clock. Yeah, July 27th. And then Coffee with the City is going to be the Homeless Services. Ashley's going to be there, looks like, talking about that. July 31st, and that's a Friday at 7:30 in the morning, and it's going to be at the Sunrise Villa Apartments. Development Committee is going to be back on August 3rd, Monday at 4 p.m. And then our next City Council meeting here is going to be at the Centennial Park, August 4th at 6 p.m. And Chris, could you give us a little update on our council chambers, is what's going on and what's the status?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. So staff has been, and contractors have been working diligently over the last several months to move that project forward. We had a critical milestone this week where we have a contractor that was able to get in there and start to do some significant saw cutting into the floor, which was required to trench and relocate communication wiring. Our initial plan was to have the bulk of the communication equipment in the kitchen, in the back of the chamber. Unfortunately, after some due diligence, that was not going to work once everything was said and done. So we had to deviate from the original plan, and that equipment will be located in that larger side room on the east side of the building, in the chamber there. So that's happening. And then we had to re-space some things related to the dais as well, so that took some additional work. So for all intents and purposes, I believe right now, our goal to complete the project is going to be mid-September, with the intent then to do some testing and training, both for staff and the council, on the new system that'll be in place. And so we're hopeful to be back there again in the fall. Again, a little bit longer timeline than we initially anticipated, so greatly appreciate the patience, council, and staff. But that's the latest and greatest, and we'll keep you updated from here on out on any changes to that timeline.
That new dais, we're going to end up having some video, I think, in that incorporated, aren't we? Is that the plan?
Yes, so correct. The scope of the project does include full video production. So right now, if someone's watching this meeting, what they're seeing right now is they're hearing my voice, but seeing what's up on your screen here. The new system will actually be similar to what I believe all of the other cities and the county of San Luis Obispo use, which will intersperse video of the board members, the public, presenters, as well as the presentation. In a semi-automated way. And then that project, as you recall too, also includes several different aesthetic improvements, just because that room has not been touched since the facility was opened in 1995. So wall coverings, paint, carpet, most of the broadcast related, which is you know, quite the majority of the expense, is being paid for out of special funding that the city receives to improve and enhance and encourage participation and from a broadcast standpoint. So that's kind of the big scope of the project. And again, appreciate the patience. This is a big undertaking, and we're moving as swiftly as we can.
I know that we do have the actual dais. It's in pieces, but it's here, correct?
We do have the dais. It's in the city. It's in an undisclosed location right now.
There we go.
But yes, we have a brand new dais that's going to, I think, allow for, in terms of how it's set up, it's going to be good for that space and good for that room. And we'll look a little more formal than what we have today. So,
very good. All right. Thank you, Chris. Looking forward to that for sure. Okay, that's it on our agenda. Looking for a motion for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Gregory, second by Strong. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We adjourn.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
Military installations, federal facilities, and immigration enforcement sites, the New York Post says, could become the flashpoints under a nationwide mobilization plan drawn up by activists with ties to Cuba. Now, how do we know this? The U.S. State Department put it in a report. The plan outlines coordinated nationwide actions within 24 hours if there is an imminent threat or the U.S. military moves against Cuba. Organizers say they would focus on military bases, recruitment offices, federal buildings,